Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Six quotes from Voice of a Prophet. A.W. Tozer pulls no punches in the way he confronts modern-day preachers, those he calls sons of the prophets. He challenges pastors to return to the scriptures, hit their knees in prayer, and do some serious soul-searching on where they may be falling short of the standards set by the biblical prophets. You can read my full book review of Voice of a Prophet on my written blog. In this book, Tozer wrote, "It is not the messenger, it is the message that needs to be proclaimed. If you study the Old and New Testaments, you will discover that no prophet can ever be a celebrity. The most significant thing about the prophet is the message he conveys, and that message had better be rooted in the heart of God. The responsibility of the prophet is not to come up with his own message, but to faithfully deliver the message, the warning, that is coming from God. The song of the prophet is, 'Thus saith the Lord.' Any other song will never do for God's man to be God's voice to his generation. God takes so much delight in us that he will go to any length to bring us back to that delight." Jesus said that our main problem is a spiritual danger, not a physical danger, and our visible enemies are rarely our real enemies. The man who comes at you with a gun is not your real enemy, though his intention may be to kill you. Your real enemy is that enemy within you that makes you vulnerable to him. Esau was Jacob's enemy because of what Jacob had done to him. But Esau was not Jacob's real enemy. Jacob was Jacob's enemy. The crookedness in Jacob's heart was against Jacob. And when God straightened that out, Esau was not his enemy anymore. "Well do I know, thou God of the prophets and the apostles, that as long as I honor thee, thou will honor me. Help me, therefore, to take this solemn vow to honor thee in all my future life and labors, whether by gain or by loss, by life or by death, and then to keep that vow unbroken while I live. Save me from the error of judging a church by its size, its popularity, or the amount of its yearly offering. Help me to remember that I am a prophet, not a promoter, not a religious manager, but a prophet. Let me never become a slave to crowds."
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.